Now we're going to talk about communication lag. We're going to talk about communication lag as it applies immediately to an auditing session. As you know, communication lag is the amount of time which enters into the communication from source point to receipt point. Now, a communication lag, you may have been understanding as something which goes from source point to receipt point, and then receipt point becomes source point and comes back to the first source point, which is now a receipt point. You see that? That's a two-way communication lag. You see the difference there? A communication and all parts and activities of communication are contained in cause to effect across a distance. That is to say, from source point to receipt point. Now, the optimum communication lag is zero. In other words, instantaneous communication, in spite of the fact that a distance intervenes between source point and receipt point. Communication is an impulse or particle traveling from a source point to a receipt point. Now, in the physical universe, there is a set communication lag. It's a set communication lag where a photon is concerned. Only where a photon is concerned. Other waves travel at wildly different speeds, by the way. Sound, for instance, travels more or less 1,100 feet per second. An X-ray travels at another speed. A gamma wave travels at another speed. An alpha particle travels at another speed, and so forth, which is the confusion of the boys that are sitting around trying to use the arbitrary of 186,000 miles a second, which is the speed of a photon. All right. By the way, the speed of emanation of a particle determines its speed as a wave. Let's say we open a shutter at a billionth of a second. The particles which leave it at a speed determined by how long the shutter was open. Curious, isn't it? This is demonstrated in photography. Now, we're talking, by the way, way up above the present level of nuclear physics. Photography demonstrates this. You can make tests with it by flash bulbs, how fast a flash bulb travels, how much speed there is, and how much image appears on the negative. You use a strobe light, for instance, a 10,000th of a second strobe light, and the same aggregate candle power as a 25th of a second flash bulb. And you'll find out that the strobe light will have gone and come back while the 25th of a second flash bulb was thinking about it. The length of time, you should say the shutters open, is what determines the speed of the flow. Well, here's a controversial subject. Well, Scientology, we're not in a controversial subject. We talk about communication lag. Photon, 186,000 miles a second, more or less, travels from one point to another point. And the more a person agrees with the physical universe, the more they think communication requires time. And they impose it in their speech. And you might say that the more attention a person pays to the mechanics of the physical universe, and the more he enters these considerations into his business of livingness, why, the worse off he is. You just can say that. When a person is free of those arbitraries, he's not so bad off. Why? Because the messed universe is, in essence, a trap, and the more that you agree with the trap, why, the more you are in the trap, that's all. Because you merely consider the trap, and by considering the trap, because it is a trap, you're in the trap then, you see. So you get a nuclear physicist who is spun down off the end of the tone scale. Now, there's nothing at all wrong, by the way, with knowing all about this universe, but let's know all about it. Let's not know just the speed of light and a few other bric-a-brac. Let's know what it's doing here and how life regards it and so forth. And if we omit how life regards it, believe me, we don't know anything about the physical universe. I don't care how much nuclear physics we study. If we omit how life regards the physical universe as part and parcel of the study of the physical universe, we have studied maybe 100 trillionth of the physical universe, because it's based primarily upon a bunch of agreements life has made. So if we don't take into consideration on the part of life, then we just don't have anything left as an answer. Now, the physical universe pretends to give you one solution all the time. And there isn't any such thing as one solution in terms of a mechanical formula. All right. Communication lag is a manifestation which takes place in human behavior. And it takes place to the degree that an individual has agreed with the physical universe, which says time or pause must intervene between source point and receipt point. Anyone who is communicating well is communicating on just barely any lag at all. I mean, he just enough time to be polite. You know, let the other fellow say the words, even though he knew the words that were going to be said anyhow. This back and forth, bing, 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 as a communication lag, is quite desirable. We find a couple of fellows who are quite bright, who know their subject very well, and they're talking into the half sentence. One fellow says, well, I think it, and the other fellow says, well, it might go to it, and the other fellow says, see? If you've ever listened to a couple of boys who are really sharp, a couple of writers discussing a plot or something, and they're both engrossed in, and they're going to whip this thing out, if you take a transcript of the conversation, you'll say, where the hell was the plot? They never mentioned it. And yet, at the end of the session, why, they have a completely whipped out story. It's quite interesting. What they're doing there is pretending that words are communicating. This pretense that words are communicating gets down to the fact that words are communicating, which gets down to the conviction that words are communicating, which gets down to the conviction that we must depend utterly upon words and words alone to do the communication, regardless of gesture or anything else. And by that time, we've entered a big lag. Well, the worse off the case is, the more lag he's got, more agreement he has had with other universes than his own. This is a direct measure. The more agreement he has had with other universes than his own, the more communication lag he's going to have. You process things which have long communication lags at first and reduce those communication lags in the preclear, and you'll have a well preclear. That's all. I mean, it's just as easy as that. Now, we want to get the communication lag out of this case. Whatever preclear there is sitting there, we're going to get the communication lag out of this case, that's all. How are we going to do it? Well, we talked about this preclear. He came in and he said nothing. We said hello, and he didn't say anything and kind of grunted, maybe. We weren't even sure the grunt was in response to what we said. And we asked him how he'd been and if he could remember anything and so forth, and he still grunted. In other words, we weren't getting any place with our communication with his preclear. We thought. Well, that's because, as I said, we were depending on him to speak. Well, speech isn't a basic communication. Gesture is a basic communication in terms of mechanics. The basic mechanical communication is a gesture or a form. And that's why an artist can communicate so freely. He's communicating in a purity of communication. That is to say, he's communicating in terms of form. Now, if we could just get this fellow to change something in space, change his position in space, or change himself in space, or we can change him in space, or something of the sort, why, we've already started him into the process of communication. The funny part of it is, as we have looked a communication lag in the teeth when we said to him, how are you, and he didn't speak. How bad can a communication lag get? Well, I've seen communication lags now at 60 hours in a fairly good preclear. I mean, this guy ordinarily was red hot. I've seen a 60-hour communication lag. All the time he's trying to answer the question and he doesn't succeed. That was 60 hours plus hours of sleep. Wake up in the morning and ask them the question again, see? Real great. 60 hours. By the way, you want to know what that was? Where would a fat man be safe? That was the question. Here we have the case. And we say to somebody, how are you? You realize that guy's trying to answer you? See, something there is trying to answer you. How long is it going to take him to answer you? Well, it's longer than you're going to sit in the auditing room. But you've looked a communication lag in the teeth. Maybe 4, 6 months, maybe 2 years from now, he's going to say hello. And they often do it. If you go down to a sanitarium, walk down the halls of the sanitarium, why, you'll hear people all of a sudden spark up and say hello. Who were they saying hello to? Well, the attendant that I said hello to them this morning. See? And this is hours later. They wake up to this fact. Well, that's a communication lag. It's how far we want to get from awareness. And we just get that amount of stretch in there. It's a totally mechanical proposition. You could not emphasize how mechanical, you couldn't overemphasize how mechanical a communication lag is. What's happened is, instead of getting from cause to effect across a distance, he's getting cause to effect, cause to effect, cause to effect, cause to effect. Just like you've taken a great big bundle of telephones and switchboards and everything else, and you crowd them all up in a pile here, see? And his communication's going all the way around through these telephones and switchboards and this way and that way and so forth, and is trying to get someplace. He's trying to answer it, but there it is. It's chasing up the line. And he finally, hours later, it comes out the other end, and he says, I feel rotten this morning. Well, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at a communication lag. And that lag is very, very strange as a lag, in that it has an incoming lag as well as an outgoing lag. Because the communication lag applies to one communication system, cause, distance, effect. Cause, distance, effect brings about a lag. Just right there, see? Now, when he replies again, it is when the message incoming hit effect, receipt point, see, and then started away from this point as a cause point. How long does it take to get out? Well, you probably think you're just looking at somebody who was taking that long to answer. You're supposing that he heard you instantly. He didn't do any such thing. He heard you exactly one half the length of the communication line, if he's in really bad shape. Now get that. He heard you one half the communication lag. It took that long for the message to go in. Now let's see this then. He didn't receive your message instantly and then start to answer. That would put the lag between effect point and his new cause point. Well, that isn't where the lag is. Effect point and new cause point are right together. Now, at the new cause point, he says, I'm fine, see? And that starts going out through all of this telephone wire, see? And through the switchboards and everything else. And it finally gets out to an escape point, such as his voice. Communication lag, incoming. Communication lag, outgoing. See, he had that much lag between the impulse he put into the line and actually speaking. You're sitting there on a very small, normal lag. You see, your lag's maybe half a second or something of that sort. And the lag was almost instantaneous from when you said, how are you, up to his ear. Now, here it goes into this lag system. Curl, 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 around, 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 and then finally hit. Now, it goes curl, 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 curl. See, it hits, and he says, I'm okay, and it goes curl, 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 out through the mouth. And then it only took a split second from the time it was actually vocalized to the moment you heard it. So here's your incoming communication lag, your outgoing communication. What do you do, though, with these as an auditor? What about this incoming communication lag? Can you just neglect it and say that it doesn't matter? Oh, no, you can't. Not half, you can't. How is it manifested? The preclear manifests it in various ways, and it's all a communication lag. One of the various ways he manifests it is to keep talking at you. Chatter. That's an incoming lag. And the guy chatters for a half an hour. And then answers your question. What's this chatter? Well, it's just the stimulus response mechanism of this tangle of wires that go, it just goes into chatter. I mean, you activate it by being there, and it goes into response, and it's just chatter, 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 chatter. You're running an incoming lag. You've just said to him, how are you? And you're getting chatter, 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 chatter. And if you were just to sit there and let him chatter, you know what would happen? Maybe 15 seconds, or a minute, or 2 minutes, or 15 minutes, or half an hour, or 2 hours later, he'd say, I'm fine. Now, you just check it, and that's what'll happen. Well, just because this communication lag you're running into is verbal, furnishing audio is no reason it's less lag. Now, there's another manifestation which you will miss and miss and miss and miss. And by golly, stop missing it right now. The guy says, what did you say? You think he's criticizing you, and he may even criticize your speech or some such thing. He doesn't know what you said. He wants it to be repeated. He thinks you're talking indistinctly. He didn't hear you. You talk perfectly distinctly. Well, what you did was run into an incoming lag, that's all. He can't get a communication inward, see? Just like he can't get a communication outward. Now, let's take a singer who can no longer sing. And who can now no longer listen to singing. Any relationship between these two things? The singer who stops singing for quite a while listens to singing and then no longer listens to singing. You got that? There's your manifestation. The first thing that occurred there was your outflow stopped and it just held on a balance, you see. And they got an inflow now of singing. And then the inflow stopped and stuck too. All right, what happens? How would you clear that up? Well, the person outflows singing, inflows singing. Evidently, you'd have to get the person able to tolerate singing before you could get them to sing again. They've gotten to the point now where they can't communicate with themselves on singing. That is to say, they can't even sing to themselves. What's our difficulty here, then, with a preclear who can't quite hear or twists around or gets upset about your auditing command? What are you running into? Have you started that day to talk with mush in your mouth or something of the sort? Or are you being indistinct? Is this a criticism of you that he's voicing? No, sir. All he's doing is saying, I have an incoming communication lag. Whatever he's saying, it's what the remark boils down to is you are now dealing with an incoming communication lag, Mr. Auditor. What do you mean this word real? Sample. What do you mean this word real? What do you really mean by real anyway? Which is real and which isn't real? Is reality reality or is it reality? Now, do you mean that kind of reality or some other kind of reality? Reality, 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 reality. What you running into? The definition of reality? No, sir, you're just running into an incoming communication lag. And if you were to let it rest and not argue with them, the lag would run out. Now, listen, you don't interrupt an outflow communication lag, do you? The fellow is thinking about this concept or consideration, this idea. He's thinking about this idea, you see. And you see he's thinking about that idea. Well, you're a nice guy. You're not going to interrupt him, are you? You're going to wait till he answers. Even though it's 10 minutes or so before he spits out the fact that he has now found a place or something of the sort, or where he's not. You're going to wait. Well, okay. What about the other one? How about the incoming lag? It isn't that all incoming lags are verbal, but they're likely to be. They're likely to be verbal. And the fellow says, yak, yak, and what do you mean by, and yap, 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 and you're up, we're up, yap, 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 argue, argue, argue. Korzybski, Spinoza, my teacher in the first grade, yap, 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 well, I found a place where it's safe. Now, he won't do it that suddenly. He'll do yap, 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 and then silence. And then the place. Now, what the devil kind of an auditor are you that wouldn't recognize what this guy was doing now that you know? What kind of an auditor are you that would go into an argument with an incoming lag? See? Now, you know that every time you cross swords with an incoming lag. See, he's outflowing as it comes in. He's trying to push it out with words. He's actually trying to make some space with words is really what he's doing. But it results as an incoming lag. Now, every time you've ever crossed swords with one of those verbal outpourings, which is just an arrest of your command coming home, you know what's happened to the case. The guy's bogged, he's gotten soupy, it's finally wound up in an argument. It just didn't clarify what was real. Nothing clarified. It just got all kind of stumbled over and fumbled up. Exactly the same thing would have happened if you'd set him off on something like this. Now find a place where you're not thinking and you'd run into a 5-minute communication lag. 5-minute communication lag, but at 1 minute, you said, well, now you really can find some place. I know. Now just look around, whether or not you can or not. Just look around now. Well, I guess you can't find one of those. Let's get where your mother's safe. What happened to your case? That case bogged right there, that minute. And a week later or a day later or something like that, you or some other auditor is going to pick this case off of that bog spot. Just like that. That's what's going to happen. Well, same thing with an outflowing lag. Your incoming lag, which is being met by a verbal outflow, when it gets interrupted and chewed up too much, it's the same thing. Now, I had a case one time. I only shot 4 auditing commands in on this case in a couple of hours. 4 auditing commands. The funny thing about this case is I didn't cut through the communication lag. I just let the person go on and talk. And do you know that on every single one of those 4 commands, the person actually eventually executed the command? Why, what are you doing as an auditor getting anxious? Well, trying to push it around. Just like getting anxious, waiting for the guy to talk. You've run him into a 60-hour communication lag, and now you're going to beat him up because he isn't talking. Who put him in the lag? You did. Well, all right, now how about an outflow? You put him into an outflow of that character, an incoming lag. You understand that an incoming lag is met as an outflow, all right? You put him into that by starting to examine him, examine his mind to get him to do this or do that. And naturally, what occurred? You jammed him on the track. Now, that's how you stop him on the track. That's how you hang him up in time and so forth. The reason you hang them up is because you enter a new communication into an already superfluously communicated area. Oh, this area has got communications in it like mad, you see. And he sees some opportunity of getting a straight line, which is why we call straight wire. He sees the opportunity of getting a straight line through that whole stinking bank. And he saws it through one way or the other. See, and he got the connection finally. Connects up. Good. He's got all of that stuff out of the road. You know, he can bypass it now. And what's your immediate effect if you interrupt a communication lag? Well, you've just put a new bunch of confusions into an area that's already super confused, and you have given him to understand that he will now never defeat that area. And you can split a grief charge over that. He's always been kind of hopeless at getting through that muck anyhow. And now you just grab a shovel and start throwing in more into the muck. See, by interrupting him, by stopping him, by distracting his attention. Now let's get more factual. Let's get the matter of attention. And we find out that an individual's attention is fixed all over the bank. His attention is fixed very thoroughly on all kinds of things all through the bank. And wherever you get one of these fixed attentions, you get a seriousness and you get a communication lag. And a communication lag is immediately related to fixed attention. Now, after a person's attention has become so fixed, it becomes painfully fixed, he starts to escape that fixation, and you get a disperse. So he's got dispersed attention lying all over here. And when you get all the dispersed attention out of the road and get the lags out of that, then you find him in the middle of a fixed attention. You're liable to say to yourself, my gosh, you know, we did manage to audit this fellow for half an hour, but at the end of half an hour, then he really was obsessed about his mother. What'd you do? I mean, you just ran it halfway. That is to say, you ran the dispersal. You might see these things as a sort of a globe, you see, in their structure, where you have a terrifically fixed, concentrated beam in the middle of the thing, and then terrific dispersal all around the outsides of it. And you've cut through a lot of these dispersals this way and that, and you just got down to where he was immediately bird-dogged onto the problem, and you said, now he's getting really manic, or he's really getting obsessed about it, so on. All you had to do is audit it just a few more minutes, and it would have blown to glory. Because that's the last manifestation you'll run into. He couldn't even look at the problem. Why? The problem itself was safeguarded by a tremendous dispersal around the perimeter, periphery of the problem. And then after you got through the tremendous dispersal so he could look at the problem, don't blame him because he's looking at it. Now, what I'm getting around to there is he manifests it this way. You've just got through auditing him for 2 hours, and now at the end of the session, he starts giving you a lot of data. You say, why the hell didn't he give me this data at the beginning of the session? You're the guy that uncovered it. This is the first time he ever looked into this area, and he finds it very intriguing indeed. In fact, he finds it very fixated indeed. In fact, he's on it crunch. Now, you can just let it go to the next session, but remember where you left him crunch. See? You left him fixated on something. Well, now, you say, I audited him for 2 hours trying to get him over the fact that he's fixed on his mother, and all we did... You know, he obviously is fixed on his mother because he looks like his mother, he acts like his mother. He doesn't know he looks like his mother. Now, at the end of the session, he starts telling you how he is like his mother. Now you say, well, I failed. No, you didn't fail. You just got him halfway through. Disperse to fix. And now you'll actually get him from fix to a little disperse, to a slighter fix, to a disperse, to a fix, to a disperse, to a fix, to a gone. And that's the way it runs. Well, as you start to cut apart these communication lines with individual dealing, you are actually cutting through an enormous mass of considerations, which he himself believes are very important and which he must overhaul one by one before he can come up with any certainty indeed. Now, you're there as an auditor on the subject of transference. And if you want to know more about transference, I referred you to Sigmund Freud. Scientology, along with a lot of other things, solves transference. The auditor sits there as the preclear and drills the preclear as his own machines. See, by the fact that the auditor's asking the questions and giving the commands, this will throw the preclear into the valence of his machines. So it runs him out. So you, when you start to audit him, find a real stupid communication laggy preclear on your hands who isn't that way when he's in normal living. Why? Well, you as an auditor throw him out of valence. Just by sitting there and asking questions, you've taken his place. You've taken his place as a thetan, really. And you go on and audit him. He runs all the way through his machines, runs them out. In order to key out a machine, you only have to make the preclear do what the machine is doing. What do you suppose you're doing? You're asking him to assess life. How was he assessing life before? He was assessing it via a machine. Now you're asking him to assess life and furnish answers, furnish answers, furnish answers, furnish answers, furnish answers, and that's all machines are doing. Furnish answers, furnish answers, furnish answers. You're the ones demanding the answers. Don't feel creepy, by the way, when you occasionally find yourself for the next couple of minutes after a session in the preclear's valence. Quite likely to be in the preclear's valence. You took his valence quite overtly by asking him about his own machines, which put him into the valence of the machines. And that's why your preclear behaves much differently in an auditing session than he behaves on the street or at a party. You just switched him over into the most communication lags that you could find any place. You sat there really as him and started drilling him as his machines, and this blows his machines, and so he gets well. Auditing requires two people, really. You can self-audit, but not to any great distance. All right. Really, because it doesn't fulfill this requisite. So why does he get into communication lags? Well, he gets into them because he's gotten into built-up machinery all over the place. You, sitting there auditing him, have thrown him into this machinery. And as a result, it's having the communication lag. He has now communication lags. Well, don't be baffled by the fact that he has communication lags because you put him in it. Now, the optimum conduct of an auditing session is to make a pre-clear, communicate instantaneously. Don't force him to do it, or he never will.